Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting our sponsors, because without them, we couldn't come into your homes or your cars or wherever you're listening at. So, again, thank you for tuning in. We have our regular crew tonight of Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary of RightWingGranny.com, and then we have Melissa with us.
Hello.
And we have Howe and Rainer James.
Hey.
And we are going to do our best to talk about the muddled mess we find ourselves in today, because there's no way to escape it right now. You know, it gets worse every day, because we've got somebody up there who's just writing out these executive orders right and left. Doesn't even know what's in them. Somebody else has put it together for him. And he's signing off on them. And he's reversing a lot of things that the previous administration got into place that helped us to progress. And now we're going to be turned around and going back the same direction
well,
we came from.
Instead of making America great, we're making America the last person in line.
Yep. About right. Yes,
we're making America unemployed again.
Mm. Yep. Yes. The first thing he did was start getting rid of people. The first one he got rid of was an African American, and that was the Secretary of Health.
No, it was the Surgeon General.
Surgeon General. And then he closed down the pipeline, put a lot of people out of work there. The unions are having to fit, even though they worked so hard to get him elected.
Mary's got some really good information on that that'll make your blood boil if you've got boilable blood.
All right. Well, we'll let Mary tell us about that. No, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm not Mary.
I know.
But you're not done introducing it, or are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, I was just backing off what you said about how angry the unions were. And also, not only is it the unions, but also Canada is threatening to sue now, because they are furious at they put in over $1 billion into the research and funding for this, and it's just kaput, and that they are furious about it. So much for fixing our world relations.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think isn't mentioned often enough is, even without the pipeline, the oil will flow, and the oil will flow by rail and by truck. Both of these ways have a higher carbon footprint than sending it through a pipeline, and a poorer safety record. And a friend of mine on Facebook did some research, and I thought this was interesting. And he said, Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad owns all the rail lines in the U.S. that connect to Western Canada, and they haul 80% of the crude from Canada to the Midwest and Texas. Or they charge other lines to use their tracks. They charge $30 a barrel to haul the oil. The Keystone Pipeline costs $10 a barrel to haul the oil. Now, the railroad is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, whose chairman is Warren Buffett. He gave extensively to Democrat causes and candidates in the last two election cycles. He bundled and hosted fundraisers for Obama. And he's a very good friend of Obama. If the pipeline goes through, he stands to lose $2 billion a year. Every year that it is delayed, he makes that $2
billion. Absolutely.
Can anybody say Atlas shrugged?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing is, too, what you talked about, one of the things that Joe Biden is wanting to do, his policy, is that the carbon emissions. Mm-hmm. And he said that he is going to reduce the carbon emissions 40 to 50% from its 2005 rates, which is really weird to go back to 2005 because the rates have been going down steadily every single year. Mm-hmm. So why don't you just say you're going to decrease them from last year? But I guess it makes it sound more impressive. The carbon emissions are so much higher from the barge and the trains that would have to carry the oil to us. Mm-hmm. It's like it goes around in a complete circle. That makes no sense. You are not helping carbon emissions at all, but yet that's your pledge. None of it lines up. None of it makes sense.
Right.
Another thing about that situation that bothers me is when they talk about the non-carbon emission vehicles, electric vehicles. Well, where do they think this electricity was generated? I mean, there's not much of it generated by solar panels. Most of it's generated by coal.
Still is. Now that you've mentioned that, let's see, the Pelosi's invested millions of dollars in Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Just before Biden announced that he was going to take our fleet, our government fleet of vehicles to electric.
Yeah.
Some people are saying, well, that's not insider trading because he talked about doing that over a year ago. Well, talking about you're going to do something in the future, and then just days before you actually do it, they go in and do the transaction.
Yeah, if you had done it when you talked about it,
yeah,
that would not be insider trading.
By the way, from the New York Post, January 27th, it says President Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, admitted Wednesday that the U.S. reducing its emissions to zero wouldn't make much of a difference in global climate change fighting before pushing domestic manufacturing of electric cars. Kerry made the remarks just before Biden signed a $2 trillion Green New Deal.
Hmm. Notice how these things are reversing. What was ain't no more. Go ahead.
America's not first anymore. And charity begins at home. America should be first to Americans.
Right.
But two things. First of all, I don't believe for one minute that it's really about carbon emissions. I don't believe for one minute that it's really about improving the environment. I think they know better. I really think they know better. It's about money in whose pocket. And
yep.
And that is bottom line, period. Follow the money.
How much money have they made off of these false initiatives that they've
buckets,
put out there?
And they have been wrung out of the hides of we, the American people. The second thing is, what we're losing sight of is that carbon emissions being higher is directly related to crop productivity. If it goes down too low, crops become less plentiful. So we are shooting ourselves in the foot two different ways for the benefit of a select few and only a select few. And I, for one, am sick of it already, and it hadn't been 2 weeks yet.
And we're being shot in the back at the same time by yes. Bill Gates, who is buying up all the farmland
yes.
in the country.
Yes.
Okay.
I just don't know how it could get a whole lot worse, but I'm sure I'll find out.
And one of the things I was talking about when I said what was ain't anymore is like with the pandemic, you know, you've got reports of all the wonderful things the masks do. And then you've got reports coming out that they really don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming out and saying, well, we need to double up with this new strain of virus because it's more contagious. And if you wear two masks, then that gives you more protection.
But Rick, you've missed the obvious. I think Governor Cuomo is just ready to reopen New York State.
Yeah.
I mean, because of, January 20th,
yeah.
I guess?
Oh, and it's not only him. Lori Lightfoot also and Governor Newsom, they are all starting to roll them back. Mm-hmm. They're rolling back and starting to do more of the basically opening that they said they couldn't do because of the overload in the ICU. Well, for example, California in December, when they put this into effect, that lockdown, 2,572 people were hospitalized with that or were sick with that. And they shut down because of that high number. Today, when they talk about reopening, 6,697.
Yeah.
Three times as much. Wow.
So.
Yeah. Well, the one that really gets me is right after Biden's elected, the WHO, the World Health Organization, comes out and says the testing is too sensitive, so we're adjusting the sensitivity levels because we're getting too many false positives. Wow, like they didn't know that all along.
And by the way, Biden wasn't elected.
Well.
It was a pretense.
Whatever.
Fake.
I understand.
I just want to go back to the double masks and wonder who has the mask concession. Great. You know, who owns stock in the mask company?
China.
I think it's interesting that Apple has to change the iPhones with the facial recognition because people are wearing the masks, so the iPhone won't open up when work. they hold it up in front of themselves.
Yeah,
it doesn't work. Well, okay. Let's go back to after we take a break. Let's go back and start talking about some more of the things that he's put into place that are making America wonderful.
Sounds like a good idea.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. Well, we're going to take a time out to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Hal, you're mighty quiet over there. What have you got to add?
I don't know that I've been mighty quiet, Rick. I've tried to speak up two or three times, and with this crowd, it's hard to get in the word edgewise. I have two things on my mind. The first one was when you mentioned our sponsors. I wanted to announce that we have a brand new sponsorship in God and Country Christian Alliance, and we're so proud of our affiliation with them. We've co-sponsored a lot of our public meetings
right.
at Tryon Palace with them. They're great friends, and we just want to welcome them aboard.
Glad to have them aboard. I believe they meet the third Monday
right.
of every month, and that's usually at Moore's Barbecue here in New Bern.
It's often right before our meeting.
Right, the night before. It's, yeah. Let's see, that's the God and Country Christian Alliance, and Jerry Scheel is the chairman of that, or right. the president, mm-hmm. whichever.
Jim Core is the vice chairman.
Jim Core is the vice chair, absolutely.
Yeah. Pastor Jim Core.
It's a wonderful organization, does a lot of good work. They have the anti-abortion rallies out there where they line up and...
We talked about that on a show recently. You know, out on Martin Luther King, they did that. I think Pete brought it up.
And they have the God and Country Banquet every year, and that's always a success.
Paul Newby's been a speaker there several times. It's wonderful.
The speakers are always wonderful.
Chief Judge, Supreme Court, Justice Newby.
Jerry and I sat down and talked. We're both are aligned in our beliefs and in what we're trying to accomplish. We're more of a political organization, and they're more of a God and Country organization.
It's like hand in glove, though.
Right. And so that's why we're working together now, and they also have become a sponsor of the show. So you'll be hearing more from them in the future.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to mention was y'all talking about Tesla. And the only person I've heard say anything good about it that made sense to me was our son John said that they develop a lot of torque and he could burn a lot of rubber when he got one.
Yeah,
I think he has a bad case of the I want it.
Well, those aren't the kind of Teslas that the public will be. You know, you got to be pretty wealthy to get to purchase one of those good Teslas. But
why he doesn't have one yet. He's pretty well healed.
Well, you know, I haven't ridden in one, but I understand they do have a lot of get up and go. I've watched some of the videos. They are impressive, and they're getting better with each generation. But one thing that Tesla's doing that is really going to make a big difference for all of us, especially the rural areas, they are launching hundreds of satellites to do Wi-Fi mm-hmm. from the sky.
Recharge with that somehow?
Do what?
Why? I don't get the point.
Because a lot of rural areas don't have internet access.
Okay, so they're
and
trying
they
to be a
pay
provider.
To have it.
Yes. Okay. And now there is satellite.
I thought it had something to do with the cars.
No, there is satellite internet access, mm-hmm. But it's, I think, like a couple of companies, and it's really expensive. But this endeavor that they're taking now will be lots of satellites, high power, and very fast.
Yeah. So, I've seen the charges crop up at certain places where you can buy gasoline.
Yeah.
Harris Teeter, for one.
One of the things about the satellites and the internet, one of the problems that we have had in Craven County with the remote learning is that the outer areas of Craven County don't necessarily have good internet access, mm-hmm. and those kids are being left behind.
Right. Well, the satellite will take care of that because it will offer high-speed internet access to anyone. Right now, if you're in a rural area, they don't have fiber optics out there. You're going over an old phone line. And even if you do get internet, it's pitiful, pitiful.
And you also, as you see now, when a lot of students get on the internet, all of a sudden, even the high-speed internet, the internet comes to a crawl because in the morning, all the students get on. It's like everybody gets on at once and tries to communicate with their school system or whatever it is. And the world comes to a crawl. As we expand the pipeline, it will be better.
Right. Bandwidth limitations, it's the World Wide Web and it spreads all across the world. And when you're accessing something, you could be going through dozens of different servers, and some of them don't have the capacity to handle the load. And I'm looking forward to it. I might even be able to get off of Suddenly.
That discussion brought something to mind. We are well aware that conservatives are being censored on the internet, right, left, and sideways. Maybe this isn't nearly as sinister as it appears. Maybe they're just trying to lower the number of people on to speed up the service to the ones that they allow to stay on. Yeah, right.
Yeah, censorship is a big deal right now. But it's odd, you know, their standards are against violence content and things like that. But it's okay for Antifa and other far left extremists to keep theirs up and be violent and obnoxious and vulgar and anything they want to be. And somehow that doesn't violate their standards. But you let a conservative just mention Trump, and that's it.
Well, they actually banned the My Pillow guy today.
Mike Lindell.
I mean, he is a conservative Christian man. I mean, there is nothing that was on his feed that would offend you. I mean, unless you didn't think like him, but it wasn't, you know, what you would normally call offensive. Yet the Ayatollah still has an account up there, and that is nothing but full of hate. And, you know, like you said, the radical left, all of that is fine. I don't know if you guys know, but about 100 or so publishers have gotten together, and they want to ban through all publishing houses any Trump admin from writing a book. So anyone who was on the Trump administration team will not, you know, that's kind of common. You come out and you write a book, they won't be allowed to, they're
you know
not going to publish
they should
their books.
Self-publish, they can make lots of money.
And I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. But that's just another, I mean, that's beyond book burning. That's just flat out, you know.
Well, it goes even further than that. Banning accounts is one thing, but people that were being banned started moving over to a new platform, Parler. And it was growing by leaps and bounds because these conservatives that were banned on Facebook and Twitter and all, they were going over to Parler. So they started cutting off Parler. Since it was hosted on servers that Amazon owned, the Amazon Web Services, they totally shut them down.
Are there any conservative-owned servers? How do we find out?
They're building those now.
Yeah,
but
good.
They're
having to build their own.
Yeah, they're having to build their own because any of the other server farms out there, the big ones.
Is that what Glenn, one of the things Glenn Beck is working on?
Glenn Beck built his own infrastructure. His stuff is all hosted on his, so they can't close him down. But Parler is on the way back. They got a website up. They're still building the servers up so they can handle the load and the capacity. But you have other ones that are out there. A lot of people are using Telegraph now and using Signal, using Rumble. Rumble is an alternative to YouTube, which has started censoring a lot of conservatives. You have BitChute, which is another alternative to YouTube. I'm going to publish a list of all this and put on our website.
Good idea. That's great.
Yeah. I've been putting it together. And there.
Will we have links?
Yes.
Woohoo!
Yes. When I got settled in this evening, Raina told me she had heard that President Trump was putting on his own website. So it was, I think she told me, .Trump45. So I did .com. .com, and I did a search for that. And I found out it looked like you could get that through Instagram. So I went on Instagram, and I was having a heck of a time establishing an account, and Rick came in. He helped me get the account established, but I haven't had much time to mess with it since. But I think that's a possibility for a lot of people.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, there's another one called BitChute, and then there's MeWe. A lot of them offer the same thing. But, you know, people were anxious to find somewhere else to go. So they're getting split up on a number of different platforms. But
Am I the only person that is enormously frustrated by not being able to hear directly from President Trump right now?
No, I don't imagine you are. But you be patient because you'll be hearing a lot from him.
I do hope so.
Yeah.
The deplatforming is something that hits close to home for me because I'm on a WordPress platform. I'm not on their servers, but I am on their platform. And about a month or so ago, Conservative Treehouse, which was on a WordPress platform and WordPress servers, was kicked off.
Oh, no.
And they have started, they moved everything. They didn't lose a thing. I think they lost 8 hours
And, good for them.
And they are one of the best. Oh, their researchers are phenomenal. They're very detailed. I don't use them a lot because I have a hard time summarizing them and getting them down into to understandable bites. But it is a real thing. I haven't been kicked off yet. I'm so small, I don't expect to be in the near future. But as they go down through the ranks, and they will eventually get to the little guys.
Well, I think something's in the works that a lot of that's going to be eliminated in the near future. Not regulation-wise. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but they're going to take control of some of this internet.
Mary, explain to us what a platform is.
Well, the language that people use in blogging on the internet is called HTML.
Yeah.
And I know nothing about it. I'm not a computer person. So what these companies do is they come in and they set something up so that you can have a blog, but your blog works the same as Microsoft Word.
Okay.
And you don't have to know HTML. Yeah. Because I'm not an electronics person at all. Well, I know how to type.
When I was stationed up at the Pentagon, and they made me learn that HTML, and I promptly have forgotten it since I left.
Yeah.
It's too complicated.
WordPress became quickly the most popular platform out there because not only did it take away the need to know HTML, but they also added a feature that a lot of people were looking for, and that is that content management. In other words, you don't have to know any of the technical stuff. I can set you up a WordPress website, and then you can go in, if you can do word processing or email.
Like in a Word document.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can go in and keep the content updated, just like you do for our CCTA website. That's a WordPress platform.
Does work almost exactly like Microsoft Word.
It takes the technical aspect out, so pretty much anybody in the world can do it. And so it grew rapidly. And I hope they don't get into censoring because that would affect a lot of people.
Well, the difference is that you as an individual, you can start a website or a blog today on the WordPress servers, where you're a subsidiary of the WordPress servers, and they will support you, but they will also throw in advertisements in the middle of your blog. However, if you set up on your own server, then you are just using their software without any support. So now You could probably continue to use it. They can't take it away from you because it's the licensing, but they may not support it forever and ever.
Right. Well, WordPress is free. If you host on their server, you're going to pay for that. There are a lot of WordPress servers out there that you can host on, but you can buy your own server space and do it that way, or set up your own server if you're technically inclined. Anyway, we're getting off the topic of what the heck is Joe Biden doing to us?
Killing jobs one employee at a time.
And, you know, he talks about unity, uses that word, and then does things that bring out the absolutely most polarizing elements.
It's not unity that he's after.
It
it's
isn't.
Conformity.
Yes, yes. And we're not all the same. We have things in common. And I've talked about this before. Most people, almost all of us, want to be happy. But we define what happiness is in different ways. So to try to put everybody in a lump of sameness, do the same things, have the same responsibilities, have the same outcomes, have the same benefits, it is a dreary, horrible world. It's serfdom. It's not where we want to go. And the dumb thing is, even the people who want free stuff are never, ever satisfied with the amount of free stuff the government and dragging money from the productive people can ever, ever afford. And it's not going to happen. It doesn't work. We've all observed that. It never works.
Yep.
I would add, if you look out today at all of the nonconformist millennials or whatever else, they all dress alike. They all look alike. So the nonconformity, the conformity of the nonconformists is there. Really what we're looking at is the peer pressure that wants us all to act the same.
And heaven forbid we should think and act differently.
You shouldn't think and act differently. You need to toe the line. Folks, go out and read George Orwell's 1984 and also Animal Farm and you'll be there.
You know, there's an ad on the TV that I see fairly frequently. It's a young man talking about how he got some education, learned some system or something like that, and it changed his whole life. He has a job now he really loves, and I thought he was going to say, well, it was challenging, or he was making a great contribution to society or something like that. And what does he say? I have more time home with my family. That's, you know, it's
well, free time is important to some people. There's nothing wrong with that.
What you said made me think of that. You said what is, you know, what's good thing for some people is not good for others, and vice versa. People are looking for different outcomes. But I don't know. It seems to me that was kind of trite to just.
You know, the government is trying to force the same outcome on the current one, the fraudulent government we've got going for us now, trying to force the same outcome on everybody. And the truth is we are all looking for different things. And what the government's real job is to protect the opportunity and the liberty and freedom that God gave us. That's the only reason for their existence. Right. Why on earth would we want a government that didn't do that? And they're not the least bit interested. They show no interest in protecting the rights of we, the people of America. None.
No, they're very busy trying to take those away from us. All right, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, if we haven't depressed you enough, we're going to try harder. See if we can accomplish that task today. A number of Democrats say there's a chance that they'll use the 14th Amendment, the Insurrection Clause, against former President Donald Trump. Now tell me, where are they going to get any proof or evidence that he was involved in the insurrection?
Huh. First of all, it wasn't a real insurrection. That what they're talking about on the 6th of January was peanuts. If we had tried to take over the Capitol, we may not have succeeded, but it wouldn't look like that Picayune operation.
No, if they'd have tried, if that crowd that was there, probably over a million, because it stretched from the Capitol all the way back to the Washington
Monument.
That's
not what that crowd was about.
If that was their intent, if that's why they were there, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Exactly.
Okay.
How would they suppress the evidence of the insurgents that mix themselves in with the crowd? How would with the 14th Amendment, how would they suppress those insurgents that acted well before the president even spoke?
There you go.
And there's a lot of evidence being developed that shows that was planned well in advance of the day even.
See, right at first when they came out with that, people were buying into it. But then when you stop and look, the timestamps on the videos of when they were actually doing that, President Trump was still speaking. It hadn't got to that point.
On One American News, I've heard Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, he's from Kentucky. Anyway, I've heard him saying several times that the impeachment of Donald Trump, while now that he's a civilian, I guess you would say he's not president anymore, is dead on arrival in the Senate. And it certainly sounds like it ought to be dead on arrival in the Senate, but has anything developed any further than that?
Well, they don't have enough votes.
They didn't convict him.
They don't have enough votes to convict him, but the House went ahead and pushed it through anyway.
Right.
And
it's not a conviction, though.
No.
And it never will be.
The Senate did not convict.
Right.
It's done.
Right.
And for heaven's sakes, I don't see how they do this double talk thing that just drives me nuts. You could only impeach and convict someone who's in office. They're saying President Trump is out of office. Now, either he won the election or he didn't.
Right.
Well, no, they changed it to that the Constitution does not say that it can't be once they're out of office. I mean, they just, what they always
say. They can't
do,
read.
Wiggle
can
words. They switch it around to...
Right.
To what they need it to say.
What contortions?
Well,
what mental gymnastics?
Two things. One, Chief Justice Roberts refused to chair the Senate trial, and he didn't, unfortunately, he didn't state it outright, but we believe that he did that because he knows that it's unconstitutional and that hearing may, in fact, come before the Supreme Court. If anything happened at the Senate trial, it might come before the Supreme Court. He just wanted to stay as a sitting judge.
Yeah.
Well, it's gotten to where it seems to me that what he wants is to avoid controversy and not get into a position where he really needs to do his job.
Well, it's funny the way the Democrats love to play on the words, like you say. All this is going to do is give Nancy and Chucky the ability to say Trump was impeached twice.
That's all they want.
Which, technically, yes, because the House impeaches. And that is, the House makes charges.
Right.
And then it goes to the Senate to be tried. Okay? So.
And he was not convicted either
time. So that's like saying, I got arrested.
But not convicted.
Right.
The irony is that there was a judge that was impeached and removed. Al C. Hastings was a judge that was impeached and removed from his judgeship. Has been serving in the House of Representatives for years and years and years. After he was impeached and removed, he's back. He's serving.
Oh, good grief. Well, I guess he's got what his constituents want.
Evidently.
No accounting for some tastes.
I know. Well, I'd like to think of something pleasant to move on to.
Can you?
You know, it's going to be difficult. Hal, you don't have a program lined up for next month, do you?
I've had a suggestion from Bob that we go ahead and do that debate. What I've been really considering is bringing in a speaker. Rainer, do you remember the speaker's name that we've been bounding around? It doesn't come to me right now.
Oh, dear. But no, it's a woman. It is not going to pop in my head. I'm sorry. No help here.
Yeah, anyway, a topic we would all be interested in and try to bring a speaker in for that. That's one option, and I'll make a decision on it in the next day or two. I know it's got to be done.
All right, and we'll get that word out to you as soon as we know. What I do want to talk to you about, though, is, folks, if you haven't realized, it's time to be active.
Oh, brother, yes.
It's going to be up to the citizens, the concerned citizens, the ones that are concerned enough to get up and go be active and participate. And there's organizations all around that are grassroots activist organizations that are organizing to try to get us back on track. CCTA is just one of them. So if you're in the eastern part of the state, in Craven, Pamlico, Jones, Carteret, Onslow County, or anywhere that you feel
Beaufort.
Like, yeah, you can travel to New Bern, because that's where we're stationed at. That's where we have our meetings at. We'd love to have you come in and join a grassroots organization. Absolutely. We already have a structure. We already have a platform, our website.
We're planning on lots of visits to the state legislature coming up soon.
Right, cctaxpayers.com. We could use a lot of help if all your writing skills and, there's just so many ways we could use you. Rainer's the membership chairman, and tell us more about what we need, Rainer.
Well, I feel like the prime thing we need to do is to make sure that we have election integrity in North Carolina. In this last election, North Carolina was not as bad as many states were. The six that will live in infamy from now on because they use the voting machines that use the Smartmatic software that was built to Hugo Chavez specifications so that you could take votes away from one candidate, the one who was winning, aka Donald Trump, and give them to the person who was losing, little Joe Biden.
And they found ballots that had never didn't even have mail-in ballots that hadn't even been creased, and they found some of them in trunks and things like that days after the election was over.
Trucks bringing ballots across state lines to other states. It just all kinds of horrible things happened in those states. Well, it doesn't mean that we are squeaky clean, because we're not. North Carolina has made more and more lenient voting laws. We are inviting fraud, and we're getting it. It isn't to that extreme, but it could be. We have got everything in place that would enable that to happen. If they had focused like a laser beam on us, like they did Pennsylvania, for example, or Wisconsin, we'd been the same fix therein. So one of the prime jobs for CCTA and other like-minded organizations is to go to the General Assembly and make a list of requests that would cut off those avenues to cheating, tighten up our election laws a great deal. The other thing that's happening to us is the state of our schools. We need to enable the students need to be educated right now. And we've had a long period of time when they haven't been educated. They've been indoctrinated. They have been taught what to think, not how to think. They've not been encouraged to look at a subject, any subject, from a variety of perspectives. There's the school solution. We need to go back to teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, history, geography, our founding history, particularly how to write in cursive, just all kinds of things. And that can be done through local boards of education if they're encouraged to do their jobs. But in the meantime, we need to give vouchers to every single parent so that they can choose what school to send their child to, whether it's homeschool, charter school, religious school, whatever type of school they want. Let the parents choose. It'll make competition for the normal government public schools. Competition is good. It always increases quality. Have you ever seen a competitive situation where everybody in the competition wasn't trying harder than if they were just all out there by themselves? Do you see kids on a track team running for practice and then somebody comes and passes them? Look at them pick up the pace.
Right. Well, it's natural. It's natural. You take infants and take, just toddlers and put them in a room by themselves and watch them. They're competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's going to come out on top and be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may call him the bully or her or whatever. But, it's natural.
What I'm stumbling around trying to say is what we need to do is a big job, and we need people to help us do it. We need people to go to Raleigh with us, to visit with legislators, to be clear with them about what we want and why we want it, and to politely but firmly not accept no for an answer. Because if we don't get this right, then we're going to be in a situation where the only alternative is, as Diane Ruffino says, to declare a re-declaration of independence.
Yep.
And shed this tyrannical government, just like our founders shed the English king's tyrannical government. And I frankly don't want to go there. I want to fix what we've got. Well, but we've got a lot of fixing to do.
Absolutely. And we need a lot of workers. But
I agree 100% with Raina, but I think she covered that subject pretty adequately. One thing that I wanted to mention was that I'm concerned, you mentioned earlier, Rick, about people could go to various organizations. Well, one of the organizations they might consider is to be active in a political party. You got your precincts at the very local level, and then you got your county executive committee beyond that, and then your district, like our District 3 executive committee. I think those things can be extremely important. But there's been talk of another party being formed.
Right.
Maybe a Patriot Party or something like that. Now, I'm torn about that because I think there were a lot of Republicans that didn't act well during this last fiasco.
Well,
that's
been going on for a number of years now. There's been a move towards the Constitution Party.
It fizzled around here.
Right, and it's always fizzled.
Mm-hmm.
But this last election cycle has exposed so many of the what were supposed to be Republicans that went against Donald Trump's administration.
10 actually voted in the House for his impeachment.
Yeah. So people are disgusted with both parties.
Amen.
The biggest thing going on in registration now is independent,
mm-hmm.
unaffiliated.
Well, it's been that way here in our county, in Craven County, for some time.
Yeah, but it's
but
got
now it's about a third. It's Democrats and independents and Republicans, and then you got a few constitutional. Libertarians and
that's going to change, and the papers have been filed with the FEC for the Patriot Party. Now, a lot of people said Trump started that, and Trump did not start that. A gentleman down in Georgia, I can't remember his name, he's the one that actually filed the paperwork.
Gavin or something like that. I did read that,
right,
too.
And it's a committee for the election of Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
But Trump did not start that. As a matter of fact, he's come out with a disclaimer that he wasn't trying to start a third party.
One of the things that illustrates to me is that we are coming to recognize that there is almost a uniparty, that the old line Democrats and the establishment Republicans work with each other to keep getting elected, And then when they are elected and are in the Congress, the House, the Senate, they have found ways to enrich themselves handsomely. If you look at their net worths from when they went in till now, it is shocking how wealthy they've gotten. Same thing's been true of Obama. It is a place for this good old boys and girls network to enrich each other at the expense of the American taxpayers.
Yep, and they've been doing that for a while. We need to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back and wrap up this show.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Mary. You probably already know that they were trying to get rid of the filibuster, but I think they came to an agreement.
They did, because Senator Manchin and another senator whose name escapes me right now said that, the Arizona senator, starts with an S, said that they would not support getting rid of the filibuster.
Bless them.
So for the moment, they have essentially saved our republic.
Right.
And for the moment.
And that was just one of the tricks that this new administration's trying to pull off. Here's another one. Senator Tom Carper introduces the Washington, D.C. Admission Act to make D.C. the 51st state of the U.S. Now, why are they doing that?
It gives them
two more senators. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're also going after Puerto Rico, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That'll give them two more.
Now, I realize that, unfortunately, most of our Congress hasn't read the Constitution. But don't they need a constitutional act to make Washington, don't they need an amendment to make Washington, D.C. a state?
You would have thought.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the process is there, but...
designated, essentially not a state.
What does that matter? They're not following anything else.
Yeah, why do we have to follow rules?
Yeah, they're getting away with it. That's the problem, is they're doing unconstitutional acts. This election was unconstitutional in a number of ways, and the evidence is there to prove it, but they're getting away with it because we sit back and let them.
At our last meeting, Norm Sanderson mentioned to us that there's talk in our General Assembly about making North Carolina a sanctuary state for the Second Amendment.
Right.
Well, the same thing could be done for any constitutional question.
Right.
We could take that... Not in North Carolina, you're not. We're not going along with that.
But see, I'm kind of opposed to all that.
Why is that?
Because we shouldn't have to do it.
No, but what if we do have to do it?
I know. I'm not against doing it. I'm just, I'm saying that
I think I follow
you. I'm against the idea of we've already got a very simple amendment that says thou shall not. Okay? Now, I don't know how hard that is for some people to understand, but ever since I was a little boy, I knew what that meant.
Well, we were talking about contorted logic. It takes contorted logic. It takes absence of logic to come up with these twisted things. But there are a ton of people in Washington, D.C. right now whose brains are looking out both sides and going around in a swirl.
What I'm saying, we had God laid down 10 commandments that pretty much covered everything you could think of. If you were smart enough to understand the simple phrasing of the 10 commandments, where it said, thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that. Very simple. Now you got these lawyers get involved with it, and all of a sudden it takes hundreds and thousands of laws to cover the same thing that was covered in a commandment. Because there's so many loopholes in everything. And now, rather than sending one or two pages up there to be voted on, you're sending thousands of pages that nobody can consume or read. You don't know what's in it. They give it to them at the last minute, and they vote for it.
Yeah.
So we got so many laws on the book. You and me and the average citizen, we probably break 100 laws a day and don't even know it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, the other thing about those bills that are presented to them, there's so many issues presented in the bill that you're afraid to vote against it because they'll pick one or two issues that he voted against such and such. They need to get back to single issue bills.
Right. Amen.
One issue and limit the size of it. It can only be so long. And they have to have a minimum amount of time to review it. I don't know if we'll ever get there or not. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope you'll come back and join us again next week for CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, Go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday.